On this episode, three words to deepen our sexuality.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. If this is the first time you're listening to the show, welcome. I'm so glad that we have crossed paths. Let's talk about deepening our sexuality, because that is where the magic is. That is where the power is. That is where the healing is. It is in going deeper. That is how we access those higher vibrational states. That is how we access those higher vibrational experiences and end results as it relates to our sexuality. I have a feeling if you're here and you're listening to this, that is part of the journey that you're on. It is certainly a big part of the journey that I'm on and have been for many years, is continually going deeper and deeper in my sexuality, because again, I know that's where the power, the beauty, the magic, the healing really is. Let's talk about three ways that we can go deeper in our sexuality. Three words, in fact, all three words begin with S, that will take us deeper in our sexuality. The first word is setting. Setting is at once very simple. It's a very simple idea and a bit complex. The simple version is setting encompasses everything that creates the environment where we're going to engage in our sexuality with ourselves or with a partner. Our inner environment, our outer environment, our physical environment, and the environment as it relates to our relationship, if that is the case, if it's about having sex with a partner. So there are various aspects to that, but the entire picture of that, of creating the setting for any sexual activity, is a huge part of going deeper. The most basic part of that, and I say basic not in a sense that it's not important, because it's absolutely crucial. I say basic because it's really the foundation, and that is intention. The intention that you have going into any kind of sexual activity, the intention that you set with your partner, sets the foundation for the entire thing, as well as the intention that you carry through that experience. But it's not just about your intention. It's about your physical surroundings, your physical setting. One example that I talk with a lot of guys about as it relates to their edging practice is moving out of some of those shame, hiding kind of physical environments and into more high vibration kind of environments, more environments that are aligned with where they want to go in their sexuality as opposed to where they were. So very specifically, one example is that a lot of guys grow up in the habit of masturbating in the bathroom, in hiding, secret, rushing through it. And as they continue in their edging practice, they may continue in that physical environment. Merely shifting the physical environment to something new can help to change the setting and deepen the experience. The physical environment, the temperature, your intention, your emotional environment as it relates to your personal world, the emotional environment as it relates to your relationship, the communication that you have, whether there are any lingering sort of issues or weird energy or funkiness in the relationship. All of these things come together to create the setting. And the more that we can deepen the setting, the more we're going to deepen our sexuality, the more we're going to deepen our sexual experiences. So that is the first way to deepen our sexuality, is to look at, to dial in, to continually be paying attention to the setting. The second word is soft. Be softer. This is especially an issue for many guys, because many guys, as they come through their teenage years and the later years of sort of the porn, masturbation, ejaculation habit, a lot of guys get in this thing, whether it is with themselves and or with partners, where there's a force and a hardness to what we're doing. And that doesn't serve us, because our sexuality is a very nuanced and deep thing. And we cannot sense and interact with and benefit from that nuance, whether it's a physical sensation thing or whether it's an emotional thing, whether it's a deeper, complex, energetic thing. We cannot really engage with the nuance and beauty of that if we're applying too much force. So that's the second thing to think about when it comes to deepening our sexuality, is softer. Go softer. Now, an important note with this is, just because we're going softer does not mean that you're not experiencing powerful energy. In fact, you can experience some of the most powerful energy that you ever will experience with very, very soft touch. So that is the second thing. Soften. Go softly. The third thing, again, another S word, is slow down. Again, this is a big one for guys. Slow down. We grow up through our teenage years, through those early years of encounters with our sexuality, a very rushed, get to the end, goal-focused kind of state. So one of the most important things that we can do is slow down. This will benefit you big time, both in your solo practice as well as when you're engaged with a partner. Again, when we go more slowly, we can tune into the nuance. We can tune into each individual moment. We can tune into each individual sensation. We can tune into the energy moving in our body in a deeper and more powerful way. That cannot happen when we're moving too quickly. Again, I'll draw the example to something else, which is meditation. Just because you're sitting in a chair or sitting on the couch doesn't mean you're meditating. It is about how you approach it. Very much the same thing with our sexuality. It is about how we approach it in terms of what it actually becomes, what we experience, and what we get out of it. Pay attention to the setting. Dial it in, starting with your intention, but also paying attention to your physical surroundings, the energetic setting, the emotional setting, the relationship setting. All of that plays into it. Secondly, soften. Go more softly in every aspect of your sexuality. Now, that part, by the way, it does not mean there is not a place for hard and fast and more intense kind of activity. What it means is that for most guys and for most people, we are too focused on that part and we're losing some of the nuance and the magic and the depth of our sexuality because we're not slowing down and softening up. So pay attention to the setting, go more softly. Slow down so you can be with each moment, so you can be with each sensation, so you can be with the experience fully. All of these things will help you to deepen your sexuality in major ways. And again, that's where the beauty and the magic and the power is. And I know that that's what you really desire because I've had, at this point, thousands of conversations of various lengths with many guys. And I know that in the end, what we really desire out of our sexuality is to get more out of it. Yes, we want to have amazing sex. Yes, we want to have, you know, a cock that feels powerful. Yes, we want to have charged sexual energy. But at the root, what we really desire is getting more life out of our life through our sexuality. And the way that we do that is by going deeper, going deeper. So keep these three words in mind: setting, soft, slow. It will help you tremendously in the process. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I'm really grateful for you being a part of this tribe. Have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.